It is time for the Republican American Report with Ruth Epstein. Ruth covers our area, of course, for the Waterbury Republican American, and we are privileged to have her join us every Monday morning. Take a look at some of the stories that are coming and some of the news events in our area. Happy New Year, Ruth.
Thank you, Marshall. Thank you, and same to all our Jewish friends out there.
Speaking to Arthur Schwartz this morning about apples.
Yes.
And we two things I used to love most were fresh-made apple turnovers, and also I'm an apple cider donut person.
Mm-hmm. Well, it symbolizes, yeah, as you know, apples and honey, a sweet new year. So it's a very big part of it.
We also talked about baked apples as well.
Oh, good.
Because baked apples are...
Yeah.
baked apples are right there, too, as well. All right. Well, enough. A great story you did, I'm positive it was you, on the funds that were raised for the travel club at Housatonic.
Yeah. Wasn't that fabulous? The travel club has been resurrected thanks to a bunch of community members. This is the International Travel Club at Housatonic. And these kids are going all over the place. There are 42 kids going to Japan this year, another group going to Scotland and Ireland, and another to the Galapagos Islands. And can you imagine, from this little tiny rural high school in northwest Connecticut, what opportunities these kids have.
And what the great thing about it is, it really is open to any student at high school that wants to do this, because the fundraising efforts that are put forth, the only thing that the families have to do, they have to participate in the fundraising.
Exactly. And the kids.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
What is so fabulous about this, as you point out, in years past, it was just the kids who could afford it.
Yeah.
So as Denise Cohn, who's really the organizer behind this, said, we had six kids go on a trip back in, I think, 2018. Yeah. And now look at the numbers. Kids who absolutely would never have such an opportunity, as long as they fundraise and you know, become active, they are entitled to go. And that dinner that they put on at the White Hart was incredible. 153 people came out, and beautiful, under a tent with wine at every course, and there'll be more fundraising, I'm sure.
And they raised $40-some thousand.
I think more than that, probably.
Amazing.
So it's really... but all eyes are pretty much focused on Sharon Hospital coming up.
They had the first community forum put on by Save Sharon Hospital last week, and they've got another one coming up this week.
This week at Scoville. The hype is because the hearing is finally going to be held before the Office of Health Strategy talk about the proposal to shutter the labor and delivery unit. And Nuvance has talked about the need to close it because of it's losing so much money and so few births. But I will tell you, the talk at the forum on Friday night was really disturbing, listening to Dr. Mortman, Dr. Kurish about their thoughts on what will happen to the hospital if that happens. And it's not just a matter of affecting the labor and delivery, but anesthesiology and everything else. So it was pretty scary, the talk that night. But, you know, Nuvance has said they're taking precautions, and women do not have to worry if there's an emergency. They can come to the emergency room, and they will have trained people to help. But I hope people read what Dr. Mortman said. You know, he is with Sharon OBGYN. He's been there 31 years and has some real concerns.
It's a big issue, and there's even after the meeting this week, there's another meeting. Now, these are just community forums, okay?
Right, and but then this is the grassroots Save Our Sharon Hospital group running these, yeah.
But then also, I think, in the early portion of October, they once again will have a big rally on the green here in Sharon.
Correct. October 16th, there's 2 days before the hearing, there is a huge rally planned for the green, and Save Sharon Hospital is urging people to either submit testimony beforehand or to sign on to be able to speak at the hearing, which is going to be by Zoom. So you don't have to go to Hartford. You can do it from your home. But they're speaking. They spoke passionately about the need for people to come out and express their support. So, and of course, you know, there are both sides on this story. So, anyway, that's going to take up a lot of copy coming up. There's a story we had this week about Little Guild. They have been looking, this is the animal shelter in Cornwall, they have been looking to get out of their current quarters, which are cramped and tight and not conducive to really good adoptive for pets. And
I'm just glad they decided to build on their site. And then in the back of their site, and then and still keep it there, because when you think of the Little Guild, you think of Cornwall,
yeah.
And then after they build a new site, they'll take
this
down
one
the old
down.
One.
Yeah. So the idea is to build. They have 2 acres, so they're going to build off on another section and then demolish the current one. And anybody who's been there could attest that it isn't exactly. It was never built as an animal shelter. So, there was some schematic shown. It's not going to be exactly what was seen, but much more modern and much more much better for the animals and those coming to get them.
And they asked the Board of Selectmen about getting some of the funds from the
right, the ARPA funds.
Yeah.
That was their request was to. Would the town help give some between $50,000 and $75,000 in ARPA funds? And Gordon Ridgway, the first selectman, said, "Well, he will put that forth before the committee. There is a committee, and once the money comes in, they haven't gotten their second portion yet." So we had let me just check here, Marshall. Coming up, it's kind of a slow, very slow week.
Except for Falls Village, they have a meeting coming up on the 28th at 7 p.m. at the Falls Village Fire Department, and there's a town meeting to ratify expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a pretty big meeting as well, altogether.
And yeah, that's for various expenditures. Yes, you're right, for the roof. The heating system at Kellogg to make some transfers of funds and some other funding for some other items. The Sharon Board of Selectmen meet Tuesday.
Yes.
And otherwise, kind of quiet. We do have a lot of things coming up in October. Huge. Everybody's trying to get everything in before the cold weather comes. It's the community vigil for Wes on October 6th, and that's going to be at Community Field in Lakeville. Before I forget, vaccine clinics.
Yes.
People looking to get their third booster. There are going to be a whole series of them, and the first one is October 7th at the high school, so people who are anxious to get that should put that on their calendar. That's, I believe, 3 to 7, and there are 2 more after that on Friday evenings. So people have been asking about that. There are also a bunch of flu clinics. It's that time of year, folks. So Litchfield Hills Nursing and Visiting Nurse and Hospice is putting on a slew of flu clinics. And again, check your papers and check your radio station to find out when you can get those. Important.
Yeah, we've been lucky the past couple of years. Well, lucky because COVID basically knocked flu out of the box, but people still have been getting flu shots.
Yeah.
But flu will be back number one again this year.
I'm afraid so. And so, yes, lots of things coming up. And we have, of course, Fall Festival. in Salisbury, and so there'll be loads of events
again. It's back in its full form that weekend.
And then the Brewski Fest
and everything else. But they're going to have the Scarecrow Contest, everything else. All that is back again this year.
It's back, which is great. So, and, of course, you know, all the other meetings we'll be talking about as the month goes on. But lots of stuff to mark on your calendars.
All right. Ruth, I want you to have a good week.
Thank you, Marshall. The same to you. I hope you're feeling better and going to get out there soon?
Hopefully. If not, it'll be in the springtime.
Well, we look forward to seeing you out on the streets again.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Ruth Epstein with the Republican American Report, rap-am.com on the web.